Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You might have seen the most heartbreaking image called the Fruit of War that Pope Francis asked to be circulated. It's a devastating image from Nagasaki. Also, the plight of migrants and refugees was the focus of Pope Francis' annual World Day of Peace message. That was earlier on this month. On the line to give us a little bit of an update, we have Philippa Hitchin from Vatican Radio. Good morning, Philippa. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. Not too bad, thank you.
Well, we might start off with that particular image that Pope Francis, he asked for this image to be circulated and distributed. And on the reverse side of the image, it says the Fruit of War above Pope Francis's signature. Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind this really, really, really sad image.
Well, as we know, Pope Francis has, ever since the beginning of his pontificate, really been talking about the devastating effects of war, and in particular, nuclear war. And we're likely to see this, again, up at the top of the international agenda, I think, over the coming months. The Pope has stepped up, if you like. The Holy See, of course, the Vatican, has always been against war of any kind, and indeed against nuclear war, as you would imagine. But Pope Francis, I think, has taken this to a new level at a conference in November here in the Vatican, a two-day symposium. He came out very clearly and said, not only is the use, or indeed the threat to use nuclear weapons, absolutely immoral, but also even the possession of nuclear weapons. And he was the first pope to say that. And I think that's really going to push ahead negotiations that are going on. As you may know, quite recently there was a new treaty that was drawn up last July, I believe it was, to try and push ahead on this agenda, if you like, trying to get countries to sign up to agreeing to destroy nuclear weapons, to not invest any more of their national economies in nuclear weapons development. And I think the nations are increasingly looking to the Pope and looking to the Holy See for leadership on this level. And as you rightly say, that image was absolutely devastating. It couldn't be clearer. I mean, we often say that an image speaks louder, much louder than any words, and this terribly, terribly powerful image of a little boy who's carrying on his back his dead brother waiting in line at a crematorium for his turn to bury his brother who was the victim of that Nagasaki nuclear bomb. Well, it really does speak much louder than words in this case.
Moving on then to the message that Pope Francis had for the World Day of Peace, the focus here was on migrants and refugees. Tell us a little bit more about what Pope Francis said.
Absolutely. Well, of course, again, migrants and refugees, the need to protect the rights of these people has been, again, a priority of his pontificate since the very beginning. You may remember that the first trip he took out after his election in 2013 was a trip down to the Italian island of Lampedusa, where so many of the migrants and refugees fleeing from North Africa, making that terribly dangerous journey across the Mediterranean Sea, many of them arrive there in Lampedusa. Many of them also drown on the way, and there was a very moving ceremony. He celebrated mass down there for migrants and refugees, and he laid a floral tribute in the sea, remembering all those who had lost their lives. And so this has been a constant theme throughout the past almost 5 years. And this is the first time, however, that he has actually put it down in such clear terms, I think. The highlights, if you like, of this concern are laid out in this 51st World Peace Day message, a tradition started by Pope Paul VI back in the 1960s. But this is the first time that a Peace Day message for January 1st has been focused so clearly on the need to protect migrants and refugees. It spells out why people leave their countries in search of a better life, many of them fleeing, of course, violence, conflict, trying to escape from poverty, searching for some kind of security, safety, and a better life for themselves and their families. And then he goes on to detail what he calls four mileposts for action, four words, four ways in which governments and individuals must move towards welcoming, protecting, promoting, and integrating refugees. So that first, if you like, strategy for action, welcoming, it talks about trying to expand legal pathways for entry so that migrants, refugees, no longer have to turn to the traffickers. They no longer have to undertake illegal journeys, but can find legal ways of coming to another country. Protecting them also once they have left their own countries, defending the rights of those who are fleeing from violence and conflict and not sending them back to a situation where they're likely to face torture or even death. Promoting refugees, particularly children, those who arrive in camps or those who manage to enter a country, making sure that they receive the right kind of education, which is obviously laying the foundations for a better integration as the months and years go by. And then that last milepost, integration, making sure that migrants and refugees, once they're over, once they're accepted into a country, are able to participate fully into the life of society.
One of the things, Philippa, that Pope Francis has been critical of is the stance taken by some countries that are spreading this rhetoric that, you know, there's a threat to security and stability with the flow of migrants and refugees.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And he doesn't avoid that issue. He speaks to it very clearly in this Peace Day message. He talks about balancing the needs of national security with the needs of protecting migrants and refugees. He says very clearly, leaders have a responsibility towards their own communities whose legitimate rights and harmonious development they must ensure. In other words, you cannot overlook the needs of your own people quite clearly, but you must balance that against the rights and the needs of these people who are fleeing from violence and conflict in many situations and simply cannot be sent back and simply do have rights and dignity that has to be protected and promoted wherever possible. And the government, the responsibilities of governments and national leaders is to balance those differing rights and needs and make sure that these issues are absolutely not exploited for political gain, which is what we see happening in so many countries, particularly here in Europe today.
Tell me a little bit, Philippa, about the event that's happening this Sunday. It's a special event for migrants and refugees. What's it all about?
Yes, that's right. This Sunday, in fact, having launched this Peace Day message on January the 1st, he then also referred back to that Peace Day message again in his recent address. You may have seen he has an annual meeting with members of the diplomatic corps at the beginning of January, a traditional New Year's greeting, if you like, to all the ambassadors gathered here in Rome. He talked about it again in that message. And now, just 2 weeks in, this Sunday the 14th, he's going to hold a special mass here in St. Peter's Basilica, just up the road from here. He's going to hold a special mass for migrants and refugees with about 5,000 people, 5,000 migrants who have come through the help of different organizations here, the Caritas organizations or Sant'Egidio, for example, and he's going to hold mass for them in St. Peter's Basilica. So once again, I'm sure if you look at what he says in his homily and at his Angelus address after that this coming Sunday, we'll see a further development of this theme.
Philippa, thank you so much for that update, and we shall talk to you again soon. That was Philippa Hitchin there from Vatican Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.